Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那今天呢，我们要说说最近在中国最火的，然后最卖座的一部电影，就是
Fast and Furious 8, The Fate of the Furious.
速八速度与激情八啊，然后呢这部电影其实因为它是讲就是开车的嘛，所以我们今天要说说跟我们平常人都有关的一些 everyday driving, not just, you know, 飙车 street racing.
Furious, yeah, furious driving.
好，那今天我们的推送里面呢会有，当然如果你是这部电影的粉丝，会有很多和这个电影和这个电影 racing 赛车相关的英语，然后也有很多 for everyday driving 日常开车相关的英语，大家都可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语回复速八来拿今天的这个文本。 OK, 首先 Adam, 这个 fast 我们都知道是快嘛，那 furious 是什么，是激情吗？ passion?
Well, furious is anger, like a really really strong anger.
嗯，对， fury is the noun, right?
Fury.
OK, Fast and Furious. 然后这个电影它在中国比在美国卖座很多诶。You know that?
I think that's true of every movie now, Jenny.
Oh, especially these action films, 对吧？
Yeah.
大场面。那然后如果你说一个电影很卖座，英语里面有个词叫做
This is called a blockbuster.
A blockbuster, 就是它在票房很高的啊，票房就是 box office, right?
Right, right, right.
嗯，好，那我们今天这个电影，诶，你看了没有？
Not yet, not yet.
我买了票，我准备去看。And the last time I saw, this franchise, franchise 有加盟的意思，还有一个意思就是一个大的，就像它有很多 sequel, 很多续集嘛，对吧？这整个的故事是一个 franchise.
Right, right, right.
So last time I went to watch, this franchise 是 Fast and Furious.One, 第一部的时候。
Wow, okay, a lot has changed since then.
当中 miss 掉六部。好，那这个电影呢，它讲的很多是赛车或者飙车啊。那飙车很多时候其实是非法的嘛，对吧？
Like, pretty much everywhere.
所以英语里面飙车什么最贴切？
I think just street racing is okay.
在街头上面赛车，对吧？
Right, right.
像他们这个 illegal racing, breaking all kinds of traffic rules and traffic laws.
Right, there's pretty much only one traffic law, generally speaking, which is, you know, don't race. So it's breaking a pretty big one.
Okay, so race 就是飙车啊。所以像他们这种赛车就是叫 race car, 对吧？
Well, that's a pretty general word, because there's all kinds of race cars, right? F1, stock cars, NASCARs. Race car is the most general.
好，那其实像他们很多飙车的都喜欢改装车嘛，然后改装车就是你自己加点东西，这个英文叫什么？
Kit?
你们会讲 modification 吗？
We used to always, like, I grew up next to two racetracks. It's basically, there's lots of different words. You trick your car out.
Trick your car out, 叫改装车。Trick 就是一点花样花头，你把它多搞点花样，就 trick your car out. Or
trick your car out. A lot of the stuff would be called, like, it comes in kits. So a lot of people would just say, like, you install a kit or something.
Install kits. 然后改装，就修改可以叫 modify something, right?
Yeah, modified. Again, like I would say, like tricked out. Is it tricked out speakers, tricked out engine,
tricked out. Okay.
Yeah.
这个好，这听起来好口语哦。那像我这种不懂飙车的人，我看就是他们里面会那个漂移很酷，漂移的英文叫做
like a wheel spin.
Spin 就是一直转，对吧
？Right. Yeah. I mean, like, even this, Jenny, we'd probably call it, like spin out or burnout or something.
Burnout. 哎，你好酷啊！你 have you ever raced 是不是这些词？
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Don't tell me that.
好，那改装车的我们就讲到这里啊。我们今天还会附一些图，就是你对改装车有兴趣的，就我们会讲到什么 spoiler 尾翼。然后什么 suspension 是这个底盘很低，对吧？就是大家可以学一些这方面的英语。那我们现在讲讲跟我们老百姓素人有关的日常开车的英语吧。
Okay, I guess if we have to.
你对飙车比较感兴趣。
Well, more and more, right? The more we are talking about it, the more excited I'm getting.
好，那你就多跟我们分享一些吧。
When I grew up, I grew up next to two race tracks.
Tracks, 就哦，那个 track 就是一个赛道，对吧？开车的。
Right. So we're not talking street racing here, but, you know, all of the cars that were going to those two race tracks, I mean, they always wanted to race on the streets.
诶，那就是参与飙车的这种 street racing 的人有没有一个特别的名称？ Or they're just called racers?
Really?Just racers. Drivers.
诶，我最近学到一个新的词叫，他们有各种各样的 race 嘛，这种飙车，有一种叫什么 drag race 是吧？
Yeah. One of the racetracks was, we called it a drag strip, because a drag race is just straight.
啊，就是直的那个车道这样开。哎呦，我告诉你，我生平就是坐过一次，我差点觉得自己要死掉了，就是。我以前在大学的同学，他就是很爱飙车，然后呢，我就是那时候年纪轻也不懂事，他说来我带你坐坐看很快的车是什么感觉。 And I was so scared, I was scared to death. 因为就是坐在里面你就是感觉像 like a roller coaster, right? And you're completely out of control. 但这个时候英语里面你可以有一个很好的说法，就是you're getting an adrenaline rush, 对不对？
Rush, yeah, an adrenaline rush.
就是肾上腺素分泌，然后就是就特别的兴奋这样啊。但是好了，这么多 illegal 的东西我们就不 support, 不说了。
Right, but just looking at it from like a scientific objective point of view, you definitely get adrenaline rushes from doing illegal things.
好，那如果被警察抓到，你这个不只是被 ticket,英语里面就警察给你个罚单可以说I got a ticket, 对不对？
Right.
Got a ticket, traffic fines, 要配就是要被罚款啊。这个可能你还要去坐牢，对不对？好，那我们接下来看看那个日常的一些开车的英语啊。首先我觉得当然就是什么比如我们开车的时候倒车英语里面最常用的说法是什么？
I'd give you guys two. The mostI guess like formal way to say it is reverse.
Reverse 就是反过来，对不对？在这里
right,
when you're talking about driving, 就是倒车。
Right, so like, you know, you would have to go in reverse or put the car in reverse. But that's not really the way everybody just kind of expresses this.
所以更口语的说法是
just back up, back the car up. The car is backing up.
Back up 啊，那像车子里面嘛，我们今天推送还给大家一张图，就是 basically it's inside your car 里面不同的这个、okay. 部件都叫什么名字啊？比如说方向盘。
Okay, that's the steering wheel.
对，然后哎，像那个在国外你们说什么开手排档、自排档是叫？Drive a stick, 是吧?
Oh, geez. Oh, we could almost do a whole show on this, Jenny, because we have lots of different ways to say that. You could drive a stick, you can drive standard.
Manual 就是手排档,对吧?所以 stick, standard, manual 就是开手排档。
Right, they're all the same.
那自排档呢?
Automatic.
只有一个说法。
Right.
好吧对诶那外国因为在中国我们学车的时候基本上大家都会就是学手排然后就是说我会了手排自排肯定也会开嘛然后在国外你们 do you learn manual like drive a stick or do
no,
most
generally not you learn automatic I learned standard just because my parents bought me a standard car and I didn't really have a choice.
Okay. 好，然后我就其实到北美大家会发现因为地还是 you know, you have lots of space, right? So, 很多人的那个开车的技术比如你让他 back up, reverse 他的车倒车这个就绝对没有我们中国人倒车技术好。
Oh yeah, every time I see someone back up here, it's like everybody gets so angry and there's so, people are honking their horns and just relax, guys.
不是不是因为我觉得在国外我后来发现很多人他倒车他不是屁股倒进去他就是停就 when they park their car, 他就是头开进去的。
Yeah, that's true.
Right, whereas here you need to almost always like,Reverse parking? 是叫 reverse parking 吧、
We'd call it back in. Back into the spot.
Back into the spot. 不然你就出不来了。对。然后还有一个就是 Adam, 我们在中国考那个驾照的时候 我本人不及格过两次第三次才成功就是侧方移位。
Oh, wow.
I guess you call that, that's parallel parking.
Yeah, that's parallel parking, and I know a lot of people have problems with that. I think I have a gift for parallel parking.
啊，你觉得你在侧方移位上很有天赋是吧 ？To have a gift in something.
I don't know why.
好吧，那前面我说就是考驾照啊，驾照的英文是
license.
License, 就 driver's license.
Right.
Or...
No, it should be a driver's license, but usually, I mean, unless you're a business owner or you have some other kind of license in your life, most people only have a driver's license. So we just call it our license.
License, 驾照。那车牌那个牌照是什么？
Also called license.
但那个东西
License plate.
对 license plate. 然后我们在比如美国你会看到经常就是五花八门就是各种花里胡哨的 license plates, right?
Right, right, right. And Canada too. There's so many interesting ones.
嗯，对。好，那我们今天节目结束之前呢，最后还有一个最基本的东西问一下 Adam, 就是我们踩油门、踩刹车这个东西英文怎么说？
Okay, well, the first one is called the accelerator, but nobody really says that. It's called the gas pedal.
A gas pedal. Pedal 就是脚踩的那个东西、mm. 对吧
right, right.
Gas 是油。像美国人他们说加油站什么就 gas station.
Gas station, right.
那刹车呢
That's the brake pedal.
Brake pedal. 所以如果用动词 if you want to use it as a verb, 就说踩就我们要刹车。
Hit the brakes, put on the brakes.
都可以。
嗯、mm.
那如果说踩油门呢
could say, well, you could say accelerate, like that's the, you know, that's the formal word, but,、mm. you know, we'd probably say just hit the gas.
Oh, okay, 好讲到这个开车的英语啊真的是哎不要说一集节目了我觉得十集也讲不完那我们以后、
yes.
对陆陆续续再给大家做节目吧、Have you guys seen Fast and Furious 8? Are you a fan of the movie of the franchise? 你平时开车吗然后你的驾驶技术怎么样都可以到今天的留言里面跟我们分享包括以后跟车辆有关的节目你想听到什么样的一些主题大家都可以留言给我们建议那我们的会员课程还有往期的这个节目里面也做过很多和汽车有关的大家都可以来搜索啊那今天是礼拜五祝大家有一个美好的周末然后呢如果新的一周你想好好的开始学英语的话呢希望你成为开言英语的会员因为我们每天都有新课而且已经发布了将近1000集的课各种各样实用有趣的话题你都可以找到大家可以到我们的微信公众号先免费试用然后一键升级学习一年只要629Thanks for listening. Safe driving, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Hi, guys.